Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Dalet, and we are on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. As we started Parakisi Hadam yesterday, the next mitzvah in this Masechta related to Inyanei Shechita. As we started, and we'll see more today, Baruch Hashem, the discussion in the Rishonim about the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam. How much is it? As we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, in a few moments, how much Kisi Adam is related to Inyanei Shechita? How much is it a separate mitzvah? Obviously, in Minyan mitzvah, this is a separate mitzvah, right? That's nothing to talk about. It's a separate mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Shechita, the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. And sometimes you can have Shechita without Kisi Adam. Like we know the mitzvah of Shechitas Behema. There's a mitzvah of Shechita and there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam for some of the svaras that we mentioned yesterday. But there's definitely a connection, at least according to some Rishonim, between these mitzvahs and in the Shulchan Aruch. They're put one after another, right? The mitzvah of Kisi Adam is at the end of Hilchas Shechita in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chaf Ches, the last Simen. Between Shechita and Trefos. So it is interesting that Yehuda Anasi put Kisi Hadam as Perek Shishi and not as Perek Gimel. Right? The Shulchan Aruch has Shechita and then Kisi Hadam and then Trefos, while the Mishnayos have the other way. Okay, but either way, it is definitely connected, as we saw the Bahag Shita of not making a bracha beforehand because you're in the middle of the mitzvah, and we'll have some more of those echoes of that idea, Brother Shem, today and throughout the parak. The last point we mentioned yesterday was about the din of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, "Kol Roi Labila." We're trying to figure out the makar, trying to look for the makar. How do we know that there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam by Kadshim? Right, that's what the Mishnah says. There's no Kisi Adam by Kadshim. Bechulin Avol Abom Mukdashim. So the Gemara here is trying to figure out what the reason is, and what the Svara is, and what the source is. And the Gemara says, well, maybe the source is because it's impossible. It's impossible. When are you going to do it? That's what we're in the middle of that suggestion right now. Well, you're going to put it on the Mizbeach. You're going to be Mivatel there. That's adding on to a Kli of the Mizbeach. You're not going to be Mivatel there. That it's going to be a Chatzitza. Right? So what do you do? So says the Gemara. Maybe Nihi, let's pick up a couple lines off of the bottom. Fine, underneath it's impossible because it's going to be a chatzitza, so maybe you just do above. Didn't we learn that sometimes even if you can't do below, like the dam of the behema is under, you still have to do above, right? The dam of the, do the kisi adam on top, so maybe that's what you should do. Kedir b'zeira, you say no, at least there you have the ability to be able to put the dam, put something underneath, do kisi adam underneath, Rabbi Zeira. But if you can't, you can't. So hachanami, look at Rashi in the middle of the Rashi about kolaroi labila. Hachanami, roi haya litin arfalamata, bein dama behemla dam chaya, kodem shashachara behema. Right, it was roi at least to put afar between the dam before it was put. So therefore, even though you didn't, because the other dam was there, the dam of the behema, but the mitzvah of the kisi is not batel. But by mukdashim, where it's not ra'ui to put the offer there, because that would be a chatzitza, or it would be batel and not allowed as part of the kalim, so therefore it would be impossible, and therefore it is still a problem. Meaning, so far, what's the makar? There's no metzias, there's no way to do it, and therefore it is not needed, and even not allowed. Again, Carla Roy Labila is a huge topic, but not for now. Says the maybe just one makar. There's a lot. Just one. Tosfos in Maseches Nida on Daf Samach Vav, if you remember, discusses why is it. Well, we say Kalaroi Labila, the Makar is by Bila in Hilchas Menachas, but again, a very a common Makar where Kalaroi Labila is applied is by Mikvah. Kalaroi Labila, the Inyan Halachas of Chatzitza. We don't need, for example, water to go into the mouth. Right? A person doesn't have to hold their mouth, have their mouth open when they go under the water into the Mikvah, but one can't have a Chatzitza in one's mouth. Right, that they'll want to, so when it goes to the mikvah, they have to floss and they have to, take care of everything inside. What do you mean? Water doesn't have to get in. So the Gemara says, no, it still has to be kolaroi labila. Kolaroi labila. That's the halacha, that we know of, kolaroi inside the mouth. So Tosfos and Nida, the Samach Vav, we've mentioned this recently, asks, is there a lachanchila? Is there a lachanchila to do belila by Menachas? Is there a lachanchila to have water go in? When it comes to mikvah, fine, you rely on Rabbi Zeira, kol ha-ra'ui. But is that only a bidi eved? Right, the bila is not ma'akev? But is there a lachachila to have it? So Tosfos assumes it depends on the type of mitzvah you're talking about. Tosfos says by tevila, so then for sure there's no lachachila. There's no lachachila. Why? That's where Tosfos has his line, which again he alludes to another. The Bali Tosfos allude to in other places in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. But Tosfos says it depends if it's a matir or it's a mitzvah. By a matir, you cannot talk about a lachachila and a b'di'evet. When it comes to a mitzvah, that's inherently a matir. Right, and that's the mikvah, tevila. Tevila is a matir, so therefore you can't say there's a lachachila way of doing tevila, the matir, and the b'di'evet. A matir either works or it doesn't work. Right? You can't do it with lachachila and b'di'evet. When it comes to mitzvos, you could say there's a lachachila way of doing the mitzvah and a b'di'evet way of doing the mitzvah. That's what Tosfos says. Ein svara, gabi tevila. Shalok pida Torah, ela sheyitar adam. Vein lomar, de lachachila liboy. Tekimah, de b'di'evet tohar, lachachila nami loboy. Vitala lo tevila. Avobila, umikra bikurim. Vichalitza, mitzvos ninhu. Hilkach lachachila levin. But by those others, it is a mitzvah. So again, each of those is a discussion. Chalitza, is that a mitzvah or is that a matir? A big discussion in the poskim. First Chacham Svi, right? Do we say that if a woman is 99 years old and she's never going to get remarried, do we say that she's going to, does she have to do chalitza or not? Right? So that's a quite not so clear. It could be that chalitza is also in the world of matir. But either way, Tosfos puts it as a mitzvah. And that's why there are lechachila ways of doing mitzvah, chalitza. There's definitely lechachila ways of doing chalitza. That's a Mishnah in Yevamis, right? There's a Kriya Saparsha and Rekika. Not every part of the process is a ma'akev. But that is one little discussion about kolorei labila and lechachilas and bedievids when it comes to these this discussion. You get a lot more. The kolorei labila doesn't only come up by mitzvos. It comes up by halachos. The halachos, remember the discussion in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches, right? If somebody is in the middle of Shemona Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, so what's the halacha? So 3 days in the Rishonim. Tosfos says, keep going. Don't stop. Why should you stop? What, you're going to stop and it's Ke'ilu you answer? That's a hefsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So Tosfos says, nothing to do, keep going. And we pass it like Rashi. Rashi says, the middle shita, that you stop and you listen and it's enough to be yotzei, but it's not enough to be mafsik. Right, that could be a machlokas at Shomei Ka'ona. How much is it actually kilu? You said it. The Ritva there in Maseches Sukkah says, I agree with Tosfos, keep going. But why keep going? Because Shomei Ka'ona is not going to work for you in this case. Shomei Ka'ona only works where you'd be able to say it yourself. So then if you could say it yourself, then you can rely on somebody else, Shomei Ka'ona. But if you can't say it yourself, like in the middle of the Amidah, so then Shomei Ka'ona is not going to work. So that's not by a mitzvah, that's more of by a halacha, by Shomei Ka'ona. So Roi Labila comes up in various places. Sometimes in the Gemara, it's even more added by the Rishonim in some contexts, and it's a big discussion. Okay, so let's continue now back to our discussion on Pegei Malma Beis. Says the Gemara, so what are we saying? That if it goes on to the Mizbeach, so then you can't do have offer lomata because you have to put it directly on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, why don't you put it on the mizbeach and then peel it off and then put dirt under it and then do kisi adam? Veligre velichsei milotan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, as we'll see, dam hanitas, dam that squirts out and goes, you know, on the ground somewhere, visha al hasakin, or dam that is left on the knife after shechita, chayav lachasos. You have to cover that dam. So what do you do? How do you get the dam off of the knife? Alma degara machasile. Right? Even though the dam is already on something, you peel it off and you do kisi with it. Right? You have dirt on the floor, you peel it, take the blood off the knife, and then you put it on. Hachanami nigra v'nechsile. So here too. Why do you say take it off the mizbeach and then do kisi adam? And therefore, why do you have to say that, oh, it doesn't apply by mikdasha because it's impossible? It is possible. You can find a way to do it. There is a machlokas rishonim here. The Rashba and the Meiri quote different deos. Is the chayav lachasos also going, and the garur umachasi, is that also going on dam anitas? Also dam that just squirted somewhere, not just on the dam on the knife. Even dam that's on the ground, do you have to take that off, and then put dirt on the floor, and then put dam on top of it? So that is not clear. That's 2 days in the Rishonim. Right? The Rashba says, the first Rashba here in the Perek, the Yesh Lomar, Vim Tomar, Minolan de Garilar, Dimi Vim Koma Mechaseu. Who says that you have to be Megarer? It says Chayav Lachasos in the Mishnah. Maybe it just means that be Mechase where it is, on top. not to be gorer, not to peel it off. V'yesh lo amar to be d'ktani chayav l'chasos v'lo k'tani no sein olav afar mashvele d'chayav l'chasos k'derach hakisui shenos afar l'mata v'afar l'mala. So you get that impression. But if you look in the footnotes here, v'das hara'ah d'kol hecha d'sarach ligoros adam areze k'di eved u'mechaseu rak b'afar l'mala. Right, the Ra'ah and others say that, no, you know, peeling here doesn't mean that you have to take it and then put dirt on the bottom and then put it on top and then put more dirt on top of that. No. V'dafka continues the Ra'ah. V'dam sha'al ha'sakin lo sagile below greira. D'lo chayiv kisui ba'odo b'sakin mishum desofo linatel. Ava v'dam heinitaz u'b'shachar behem av'yachaka chaya eno chayiv ligro m'chaserak ba'fa l'mala. Right, are you being megara for the afar only lamala, or even for the afar lamata? So that's a discussion here in the Rashba and the Ra'ah, 2 days in the Me'iri. Okay, either way, that's the Gemara's potential question, so maybe you should be able to do kisui, put the afar lamala. So Gemara answers, ibekachim mizbeach hachanami. You're right if you're talking about an animal that had kedushas mizbeach, kedushas bedek, kedusha that's, it's gonna be a karban. So then, hakanami, you could have this possibility that you're chayav to be mechaseh because it is a shechita haruya. The problem here that the Mishnah is talking about, hachamayaskina b'kachi b'edek abayis. Maybe we're talking about animals that are kachi b'edek abayis. As Rashi explains here, therefore, it's aser bahana. It's the isra me'ila, it's a shechita sheina ruya, and we're going according to the opinion. Shechita sheina ruya is not subject to mitzvah of kisi adam. Says the Gemara, really? V'lifrkinu, v'lachsinu. Why? So you shechted it, but it has kachi b'edek abayis. Kedusha. So redeem it. Redeem it now. Is there a problem? Does Rashi be mutarim b'achila, v'hadu l'chasi l'dam? Redeem it, and then the basar is mutar to eat at this moment, right? The dam will have a chiev to cover. Tosfos asks, but when are you being podet? First of all, the Mishnah says there's no mitzvah of kisui by mukdashin. Tosfos says, so what do we say now? The Gemara is suggesting you have to be podet. What if you're not podet? But there's no mitzvah right now to be mechasas. Ask Tosfos v'temo mi nolan d'shtarach l'vtoso v'lechayva b'kisui. You have to put yourself into a situation. If you have blood, that's not chayv and kisui. You have to put yourself into a situation where you'd be chayv to mechasit. Number one. And number two, v'yo d'ma mesnisan v'inoi b'mekdashin k'tani v'park luhu ein zeh mekdashin. The whole point of the Mishnah is that it doesn't apply to mekdashin. Once you're poda it, it's not mekdashin, and that's why it would apply to chulin. It would be chulin then. So that still wouldn't be the hechi timsi of mekdashin. So Tosfos has 2 days. V'yishlomar d'haki parach Tosfos. This is really the question of the Gemara. What does it mean to be poda it? Kivan shesofo liftoso mishum hefsid kachim. Tosis' first daya is that when you're poda it, then lamafreya, it'll be a shchita haruya. Not that right now, just the meat is going to be mutter. But when you are poda it, then lamafreya, we will say the shchita was a shchita ruya of, it was kachem at the time, but it was kachem that ultimately became ruya leachol. And therefore, maybe you should have to do kisui then. Or, Tosas has a second day, v'od, and then Tosas continued, v'im kein l'chsinu v'afilu kodem pedia, and therefore Tosas says, and therefore you'd be poded even before pedia, because l'mafreya, it's going to have a shchida ru'ya kisui, v'od, the isla, the Rabbi Shimon, kol omei liftos kepadu dami. Or, no, I'm talking about l'mafreya. I'm not talking about once something happens, you put it backwards. Right now, before you're poded it, it's ki'ilu, right, you're poded it. According to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, that's enough to be called a shechita haruya. We'll have to, Bez Hashem, get back to that in a few minutes. But either way, either do the pidyon to create it, or it's already considered padui, and therefore you have to do the kisui. So my answer is no. By pidyon, there's a separate gzeiras hakasav, being at hamad of aracha. You can never be poda, an animal, from kachim, unless it is able to be stood up and estimated and valued. And here the animal is not. The animal's dead. Ukiman, the Gemara says 1 second. According to who? We just said that the Mishnah works out according to two different opinions. Number one, that you need Hamada Vaharacha. And number two, what we said 2 lines ago, Shechita Sheina Ru'uya, Lav Shma Shechita. So, says the Gemara, who is this really according to? Because both of those are held by two different Tanaim. Ukiman, Ik Rabbi Meir, if we're trying to suggest the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, Da'amar Hakol Hayu Bechal Hamada Vaharacha, who says that all karbanos, before they are redeemed, have to be stood up and estimated. Right, the context Rashi quotes from Maseches Temura, Kachim Izbech, they got a mumar, Kachim Beth Gabayas, you have to be ma'amid, umarach, all of them. So, Hamar Shkida Sheniru Yishma Shkita. He would say, Shkida Sheniru Yishma Shkita, and therefore you should have to do Kisui, Mitzad, that. Iker Bishim and Damar Shkida Sheniru Yishma Shkita, Hamar Lo Hayabichal Hamad Baracha. He doesn't have the principle and the standard of having to have Hamad Baracha before Pidyon. So either way, according to each Shita, you should say there is the mitzvah of Kisui by Kachim. So we're still back to the question. So Amar of Yosef, Rebbe he, so maybe it's the third opinion. It's Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, who takes a little of both of these opinions. And he takes the opinions of other Tanoim. B'shchita Shein Eruya, Savalok Rebbe Shimon, B'amad Baracha, Savalok Rebbe Meir. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is holding like these opinions, and he's the one that says in our Mishnah that Kisi Adam is only by Chulin and not by Mugdashin, because it's based on these other principles of Shchita Sheni Ru'uya Lo Shma Shchita and Be'inan Hamada V'Haracha. Answer number one. V'Iba Yaseima, or Kula Rabbi Shimini, or maybe it's all Rabbi Shimon Shita, V'Shaini Hacha, Da'amar Kra, V'Shava V'Chisa. And here it's different, because the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Veshava Vachisa, you shall do Shchita and then do Kisui Hadam, Mishena Mechusar, El Shvicha Vakisui, and the Gemara comes up with a drasha. It has to be these two processes without any hefsik, nothing in between. Mishena Mechusar, if it's not missing Shvicha, Shchita, Vakisui, and Kisui Hadam, Yatzazeh, Shemechusar, Shvicha, Pidia, Vakisui. Here, you'd have to be Poda'id in the middle, and therefore, there's no Chiyiv there. So the Gemara says, Hashadas is Lahachi, once we say this, one second, so Afilat Makajim is Beach, then you don't even have to come on to what we said before. We're talking about Kachim Bedekabayas, even if the Mishnah is talking about Kachim is Beach, so Mishay Nimachusar, La Shvicha Vakisui, Yazadesh, Machusar Shvicha, Gerera Vakisui. Right? So that also had a suggestion of an act that was required in the middle, and therefore, says the Gemara, that is the possibility in the Mishnah. So again, we have different possibilities, either Kachay Bedekabayas, then it's like Shita's Rebbe, or even if it's Kachim Mizbeach, and we have this drasha that you can't have anything in between. Good. The Ritva does ask that the Gemara says, "Oh, you can't have anything in between." So Shvicha Pidia Vakisi is not good enough. But don't. What about if you hold Kol Omer Liftos Kapadui Dami? So is that a hefsek? Is that a problem if you say you can't have anything in between? What about if you say it's Kol HaOmed? So the Ritva says, even if you say Kala Omeid, you still have to physically do something. So even if halachically it's ki'ilu, it's done, because you physically have to do something, that's enough to ruin and to be called a hefsik in Be'inan Shvicha V'kisui, and you can't have Pidyon in the middle. That's an interesting Ritva. Hechi chashvina le'mechusar Pidyon. Kaim alon Kala Omeid liftas kepadui dami. V'yesh lomar da'afilu chashvinan l'shar dvarim kepadui v'kalmakom Pidyon hu tzarech. Right, meaning this line of kneading straight shvicha and kisui, you can't have shvicha pidia v'kisui, that's talking about the physical act. A physical act would ruin it and be enough of a hefsek. Even though, halachically, it's kilu, it's done already. But because you still have to do the physical act, that's enough to ruin this principle. Good, that's one answer. Mar Baravashi Amar, second answer to the Mishnah. Who is the Mishnah according to? Mar Baravashi Amar, Amar Kra, Chaya O Of. The Pasuk by Kisi Adam says the mitzvah is by Chaya Of, Ma Chaya Eino Kodesh, Af Of Eino Kodesh. Just like Chayos are not Kodesh, you can't give any carbon. That's a Chaya. Chayos might be kosher, some of them, but they can't be carbonos. So too, the birds that we're talking about in the mitzvah of Kisi Adam are the ones that are not hektish. Af of eno kadosh. Says the Gemara, ima chaya she'en b'mino kodesh, maybe chaya, this should be the drasha. Just like b'chaya, there is no chaya that is able to be a karban. So chaya ein b'mino kodesh, af of ein she'en b'mino kodesh. So to maybe the oaf that's considered in the mitzvah of Kisi Adam is only an oaf that does not have anyone in it, any type of its species that can become a carbon. Maybe I should exclude from the mitzvah right? Torah and Bnei Yonah, who are the only two types of birds that can be brought as karbanos. So if you compare it to Chaya, see, just like by Chaya, it's only the species that don't have karbanos from it, meaning all of them. So to Ophos, it's only for species that don't have karbanos from it, and that's all birds except for Torin and Bnei Yonah. So the Gemara says, lo, no, don't make that drasha, kachaya, machaya lo chilakta ba, afof lo tachlupo. Just like chaya is all across the board, all chayos, so too, all ofos. Don't make any chilukim, but, it only applies to chulin and not to kachin. Good. Next discussion. Omerle Yaakov Mina'a l'Rava. Yaakov Mina'a says to Rava. So who is Yaakov Mina? So Tosa doesn't talk about it here, but Bali Tosa says other places. Mina is usually not such a compliment. A min, a heretic. Yaakov Mina, is this a heretic that's having a Torah conversation with Rava? So if you look on Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, he seems to say, yeah, Avodah Daf Yud Zayin just quotes, like, Yaakov Mina. Tosa is talking about different names of different Tanaim. And he mentions Yaakov Mina as if it's one of the Tanaim. But he doesn't try to change the Girsa. Tosas in Megillah changes the Girsa. Tosas in Megillah says, it can't be. The Rav wouldn't be quoting a heretic. Tosas in Megillah on Daf Chaf Gimel quotes, Amar Yaakov Matza'a Garsinan. Shem Havi Min Lohaya Maskiro Yaakov. Tosh Shiksiv Shem Risham Yerkav. As it says in Mishlei and the Mishnah also in Yuma. So it can't be Yaakov Mina. It must be Yaakov Matza'a. Must be something different. But again, if you look on the side here on the Maseret HaShas, look at Tosfos Avodah Zarah, that's what I just quoted, who says that it's a real name. Umitzvah Liyashev. Tosfos just said, you gotta figure it out. Gotta figure it out, Mitzvah Liyashev. But again, that's Yaakov Mina, Yaakov Matza. Sometimes Tosfos elsewhere. Sometimes there's a Tana that's called Avshalom, and they say, no, it's not Avshalom, it's Avishalom. Can't say that one of the Tanaim was named Avshalom. Okay. Says the Gemara. So this Rabbi Yaakov Mina says to Rava, Kaimalan Chay Bachla Behema L'Simanim. We find in many areas of Halacha, including Simanim, a Chay is Bachla Behema. The Torah says that how do you shecht, how do you know the kosher signs for a Behema? As we learned at length in the second half of the Eilu Treifus Simanim, right? The Mafreshes Parsa and Malagera. So those apply to a Chaya too. A Chaya is B'chal Behema. So Emanami Behema B'chal Chaya Lakisui. So why do you say the opposite? Just like a Chaya is B'chal Behema for Simanim of Kashrus, so you should say the opposite. The Behema is B'chal Chaya regarding Kisui. Kisui Adam. And you should say Behema is also Chaya in Kisui Adam. Amar Lei, Alecha Makra, about your Taina, that's exactly what the Torah says. Al Ha'aras Tishbachenu Kamayim. No, blood has to be spilled like water on the floor. Ma mayim lo boy kisui, afainami lo boy kisui. So the dam is compared to mayim, just like water does not have any mitzvah of kisui, afai, so to the dam does not have the mitzvah of kisui. So Gemara says that Yaakov Mina continues. Really? Dam is called water? Elameyate yad bilubo. So why don't you use dam for a mikvah? Right, it might sound disgusting, but, you know, halachically, why don't you say, right, if you say that dam has a status of mayim, so why can't you use it for a mikvah? So Amar Kra, so Rebbe Rava continues, Amar Kra, ach ma'ayan ubor mikveh mayim yet tahor, hani in midyech rinilo. The Torah lists off the water sources that you can use for the mitzvah of tevila, so it lists off these, can be used and not any others. Maybe those miutim are to exclude other liquids other than water that are never called water. Maybe dam is called mayim, as we just saw before. So maybe dam should be included. Really, there's two miutim. Mayan mayim, ubar mayim. So one excludes all other liquids, and one excludes dam. So ema idi v'idi lemute shar mashkin. So maybe both are meant to exclude other mashkin. Chad lemute zochlin v'chad lemute mechunasim. Right? Maybe they're both to exclude, and one is excluding flowing water, and one's excluding mechunasim, gathered water. But they're both to exclude water, and dam will not be excluded. So lasa miute ksivi. No, there are three miutim. So the zochlin and the mechunasim and dam. Mayan, mayim, ubar, mayim, mikveh, mayim. So all three. Right? The Ritva discusses, why don't you need two sources by dam too? You have zochlin and mechunasim, so why don't you say zochlin and mechunasim also by dam? So the Ritva says, once we know that dam is nechsha mayim, so then once you have two for mayim, so then that would be good enough. That would be good enough as well. You don't have to have another one. That's what he says. Arba miyutei tzarech v'yesh lomar kiven degali kra shiyehei dam kishar mashkin b'chad miyuta v'meila shaminan deloha dehavikavasa legamer lemifsal bein v'zochlin bein mizuchalin bein mimichunasim. For it wouldn't be a... difference, and that's the end of the discussion. Interesting, if it is really Yaakov Mina, the heretic, why Dafka does he pick up on Tvila? Right, he has this problem by blood and Tvila. Interesting to think about why Dafka, that was what bothered him. The mitzvah of mikvah and Tvila, is just the hashkafa behind it discussed by the Rishonim, in their Tamei HaMitzvos, or in their Shorash HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, in Kuf Ayin Gimel, beginning of Parshas Mitzorah, where he talks about Taras HaMitzorah, discusses the mitzvah of tevila and the symbolism of being in the water. The symbolism of being in the water. Says the Chinuch, Ubatama mayim shitaru chol tamei, echshob al tzad apshat, ki ha'inyan hu, kdei sheyira adam es atzmo, achar ha'tevila, ki lu nivra ba'os asha. After somebody comes out of the mikvah, they have to think of themselves as just being born. Being born right then. Kemosha yaha'olam kulo, and this is on a double level. Number one, when the world was created, it was all water, right? Ruach Elokim rachefas al panei amayim. Shai ha'olam kulo mayim terem heyos ba ba'adam. Number one, the whole world was water. V'yitin alibo b'dimyon ki kemoshin eschadish begufo yechadish gamkein pu'ulosav l'tov. V'yachshir ma'asav v'yadaktik b'darki Hashem baruch hu. Right? Just like he has newness in his body, he should have newness in his mitzvos and be medaktik. So that's number one. That water. V'yalkein amru chachamim shel tichshar atara b'mayim shebekli. Right, it can't be in a kli. It has to be, on the ground, because it has to, you have to have that feeling. And then he also discusses elsewhere that maybe it's also the idea of coming out of the amniotic sac with the fluid. That's also, right, ki'ilu, one is born again. So that is all about being born. If you look in the Rambam discusses and also, the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kufayne, water cleanses, so we should also think about being cleansed. Sheish betfila remez el atovel, sheyinaken nafsho mikol chet, kemosha teva hamayin lenakos kol dovar, hamiskabes bahen. If you look in the Rambam talks about this also in the end of Hilchos Mikvos, right, the end of Sefer Tara. The last halach of Sefer Tara, the Rambam talks about, Tara, the Rambam says, dover barer vigalui, shatumus vataros gzeres akasafain. Ultimately, all tumah v'tahara is gzeiras hakasav, and the fact that a mikvah works is gzeiras hakasav. Why does this make you tummy? Why does this make you tahar? Ve'ena midvarim shadaito shel adam machra'as osam. It's not something that somebody decides. V'harehein michlal hachukim. V'chein ha'tevila min atumos michlal hachukim. Becoming tummy is a chok, becoming tahar is a chok. She'ena tumah tit otsoa shetavar b'mayim. Because really, tumah is not dirt that comes off in water. Al gzeiras hakasavi v'adavar talui b'kavanas alev. But it's all kavana and symbolic and spiritual. Lefiha Hamr Chachamim, Tava Balochsa Kilolo Tava. The Chacham say, the Mishnah is in Chagiga. If I went to a mikvah, let's say for Meiser Sheni, and I didn't think Truma and not for Kachim, then maybe at least on a Drabana level it wouldn't have worked. Viaval Pikain, says the Rambam, even though it's all Xeris Akasuv, Remez Yesh Bedavar. There is still a Remez. When the Rambam says remez, he means it's a message, like he says in Ochos Shuva. Shofar is exeris akasiv, remez beisodavar, u yishinim ishinaschem. So here too, the Rambam says, remez yesh bedavar. Kishem shama chavein libo letaher, kivan shetaval tahor. If somebody has kavanah to become tahor, and he goes into the mikvah, tahor, v'yaval bishlon eschadish begufo davar, even though there's nothing new in his body, kach hamachavein libo letaher nafsho, mitumas hanafashos, shehein machshavos, Ha'aven v'deos haros. If somebody puts his heart to purify his thoughts, purify his life, kivach hiskin belibo lefrosh meosan ha'etzos v'hevi nafsho b'mei hada'as toher. This is the Rambam's formulation of mei hada'as, mikvah of knowledge, mikvah of Torah. Har yomer v'zorakti lechem ayin Torah v'tartem mikotam osechem u'mikol gilu lechem atahar eschem. And that's the Rambam in the end of Sefer Tara, the end of mikvah. So again, there's a lot more here about the mitzvah of tevila. That is just a little bit. Maybe one more. In the Agdol Torah, in the contemporary Likut, talks about tevilos also being mevatel oneself. When I go into the water, it's as if I'm not there. Bitul hayesh, and that's how we become tohar, by being mevatel ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the shiur for a mikveh is mem sa, mayim shekol gufo ola bohem. Mayim, that the whole guf is ola in them. Ola is like a batel, right? Ola b'shishim. Ola, we're like batel. Like batels. Even a math, the B'nai Yisaskar says that mem sa is 960 lug, if you do the math. Mem sa is 960 lug. And the B'nai Yisaskar says that every Jew is made up of, every person is made up of four yesodos. You know, in the medieval world, four yesodos, and each of those yesodos is made up of four humors, fire, right, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar. So 4 times 4 is 16. 16 is needing to, so that's the essence of a person, so you have to be batel b'shishim. So 16 times 60 is 960. And 960 lug is 40 sa. Right, so that's what the B'nai Yisaskar, amazingly, says, is that's the math. Right, that 960 lug, and you have to be batel yourself, which are 16, whatever you call it, yesodos, 4 times 4, so that equals 960. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, Asher Yatzud, Ein Li Ela Asher Yatzud. I only know that the mitzvah applies to Asher Yatzud. If you go out and trap an animal, you have to do the mitzvah of Kisi. Nitzodin v'onde me'alei minayin. How do I know that even if animals you have, right, meaning not like Shiluach HaKan, which is only where if you go out and the Ki Karei, how do you know, even if it's nitzod v'omdim, minayin, kagon, avazin v'tarnagolin, like geese and chickens, tamalomar tzeid, mikol makom. Imkein ma tamalomar asher yatzud, what do you learn from asher yatzud? Lim da Torah derech eretz, shalo yochal adam basar, elo bahazman hazos. Why does it say ki yatzud, go trap, that a person shouldn't be always eating a ton of meat? Right, go, it says ki'ilu, whenever you meet it, ki'ilu, you have to like go out and be my toreach for it, and then eat it. Rashi, klomar lo yochal basar tadir shelo ye'ani. Don't eat so much meat. Spend so much money on meat, it's gonna make you poor. Right, that's why it's not a good idea. So Rashi focuses on the financial problems, which the Gemara is gonna talk about also. The others, the Me'iri and others, just talk about the Midos problem. The Midos problem. The Me'iri says here, even if a person has to beautify themselves in all midos, in all eating elements, don't eat like a glutton. Don't always look for the pleasures. And do what, recognize your teva, and your mammon, and eat what is appropriate, and don't go overboard. So he doesn't talk about dafka, the financial matters. And of course, this reminds us of the famous Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, where the Ramban discusses a person could, eat a lot of meat in an inappropriate way and not violate any sifkatan of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban famously, in the beginning of Parashat Kedoshim, where he talks about what I think Kedoshim to you is, v'hayinyan, ki atorah hizhira ba'arayos, uba ma'achalim o'asurim, v'hitira habiyah ish b'ishto, uba achilas ha'basar v'ayayin. The Torah asers certain foods and asers certain women, and allows husbands and wives to be together, and allows you to eat meat and drink wine. Im kein yimsa bal ha'taiva, makom lios shatuf, v'zimas ishto, o nashav harabos, v'lios b'sove yayin, b'zolole basar lomo. Could drink a lot of wine, eat a lot of meat. V'yadaber kirtzono, kachal anevalo, shalahuzkar, isser zebatorah. Where does it say that it's usser? V'yin, he could have meat 3 times a day. Hine yehe naval, birshus ha-torah. That's his phrase. He could be a disgusting person with the license of the Torah. L'ficha, bo'akasa, that's what the Torah says. After all of these surim of Parsha Zachremos, the Torah says, b'davar klali prushim min hamutaros. Be purushim. You don't have to, just because it's mutter doesn't mean it's appropriate. And therefore, one has to, recognize that. And that's this chazal right here. That's alluded to in Ki Yatzud. Right? Don't eat meat always. 3 meals a day, 7 days a week, v'chulu. Just when it's appropriate and find the right balance. Tana Rabbanan, Ki Archiv Hashem Elokecha es Gevulcha Lim de Torah Derech Eretz, Shalo Yochal Adam Basar, Elo Teyavon. Right, what does it mean when Hashem expands your borders, then you could shecht? It means, eat meat when you have a desire. That's when it's, when you're hungry for it. Yochal yikach adam an hashuk v'yochal. You might think a person should go to the shuk and spend all his money and, buy the food. Tambalam rev'zavachta mi b'karcha u mitzoncha. No, from what you have. Don't go out and make yourself poor buying that. Yochol yizvach kol b'karov yochal. You might think, okay, you spent, shecht all of your cattle, your herd, kol tzonov yochal, tamalomar mi b'karcha, v'lo kol b'karcha mitzoncha, v'lo kol tzoncha. Right, not all. Mikan amr b'lazman azarya, and as from here, b'lazman azarya says, in the Tosefta, mishiyish lo mana, whoever, it has to be a balance. If you have a mana, yikach l'lefaso, litro yerek. If you have a mana, so then you should buy some vegetables. Buy for your pot, your ilfis, your lefis, buy vegetables. Asura, you have a little more money. Asura mana, yikach lifso, litro dagim. You could have fish. Chamisha mana, yikach l'lefaso, litro basar. Then you can have meat. Depends on your financial standing. You shouldn't spend beyond your means. Me'amana, yishbusu lo kadir b'chol yom. Yeah, me'amana, then you can have, your pot full every day. V'ina chayimasa, what about everybody else who can't afford it? Me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you could have special food. Right, that's the separate, and that's what we know from the Gemara Maseches Beitza, that Shammai HaZaken, whenever he found something, he saved it for Shabbos, he found something nicer, he would eat the first thing and save the new thing for Shabbos, right? From Erev Shabbos, that's different. But again, even if somebody can't afford it even then, right, Chazal Yasei Shabbat Chachol V'atetzarach Labrios, right, to beyond one's means, to put one's self in debt and poverty, even for Shabbos, might be inappropriate. And we might have to minimize what we have for Shabbos, because of that. Amar Rav, tzrichen anu lachrish l'divrei zaken. Rav says, you have to be choshesh for this divrei zaken. Who's the zaken here? Who he's talking about? Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Be choshesh l'divrei zaken, meaning it's something that you should be careful about, right? And be choshesh, and to be mistapek with less foods. We'll get back to that line. Just do the next line. Amar Rav Yochanan, Abba mi mishpachas briyim havei. Abba, meaning Rav. Rav Yochanan says, Rav, who said we should be choshesh for Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and make sure we don't eat too much. Rav was from the Mishpachas Briyim, was from a robust family, right? A healthy, robust family, so they could do it. They could get away without eating too much and stay healthy. Aval kugonanu, mishi ishlo pruta patoch beso, yiritzena lechenveri. But us, Rabbi Yochanan was contrasting him and his own family with Rav's. If we have a pruta, you bring it to the chenveri, you bring it to the store, and Rashi adds, valo yisagif atzmo bi'inui. Don't torture yourself with inui. V'yitztarech lebrios yoser. Don't torture yourself. Then you're going to be, people have to, take care of you. You're not supposed to make yourself into an ani or into somebody who's needed. Take care of yourself as much as you can. And then if you need something, then everybody could help. Rav Nachman could go, no, no, love and v'ochlin. Like Rav Nachman also says, we borrow and we eat, right? We have to do what we can, in order to keep ourselves healthy. Rav Nachman, Rashi quotes, Rav Nachman, who was after the door of Rav Yochanan, and the Tamid Ha'olam Haya Mishtaneva Holech, V'lo Haya Bari Kosa Shabimei Rav Yochanan. He was even worse than Rav Yochanan. Therefore he says, we have to do what we can. Good. Interesting, Rav, though, said, the first line said, oh, we have to be choshes for Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and not to eat too much and be porish. Why does he call him the Zakein? L'divrei Zakein? And why is Rav talking here about Rav Elazar ben Azariah? So it's fascinating. Ha'ara, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer here says maybe it's connected to the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam in Brachas. Remember, the Rambam takes away a little bit of the miracle, the whole miracle, that we know of, that we say at the Seder, right? The Mishnah of Ben Zoma, and the story in Maseches Brachas, where Rav Elazar ben Azariah, overnight, he was 18 years old, and he was going to be the Rosh Hashiva. His wife says it's pasnish for to be the Rosh Hashiva without a white beard. So Gemara says, Harayani kivet shivim shana, and he grew a white beard overnight. So Pasha says it was a miracle. That's what we most assume. It was a miracle. Hashem gave him a beard overnight, and in that way, he was kivet shivim shana. The Rambam there in the Pirush HaMishnayos says no, as the Rambam often does. The rationalist, no, it just means he worked so hard in learning and in Torah, that he became gray overnight, because he pushed himself so hard. Says the Chassam Sofer, so maybe based on that Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, Lo hayo ben shivim, elat tsa'ir liyamim hayo, v'hayo mar belashanoso, ulu lamid, v'likroso yom balayla, achatashas kocho, he became very weak, v'nizrka bo seva, and he became old looking, because of how much he worked. He became gray at a very young age. That's what he calls him zakein. That's why he calls him Zakein, says Chassam Sofer. Wachoshin Ladivrei has Zakein, because he was Nistakin Mirov Cholsha. And he says, and even he says, even he who didn't take care of himself so much and became a Zikna, says, don't eat too much. That's the Chiddush that Rav is saying that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Rav Azariah. And Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says maybe that those mishpachas, but that's not for us. That's not normative behavior. Okay, weiter. Darshaning other psukim that teach us about limitations of our intake. Kvasim lo vushecha mi pasuk in Mishle mi geiz kvasim yem al vushecha. From the shearings of your own sheep, you know, you should have clothing. You shouldn't be lavish and spend so much. Umechir sadeh atudim, la'olam, yimkar adam sadeh, v'yikach atudim. A person should rather sell his field and buy atudim. Atudim are animals that could produce milk and wool, because that's constantly reproducing. Val yimkar adam atudim, v'yikach sadeh. Right, the animals are more of a principle that would be better for you. V'dei chalev izim, dayo la'adam sheyis parnes me'chalav gediyim utlam shebetoch beiso. It's good to have some type of asset that can give you parnasa. L'lachmecha l'lechem beisecha, l'lachmecha kodem l'lechem beisecha. Your bread comes before your family's bread. Meaning you have to make sure you keep yourself strong because you're the one that's supporting the family. So on the one hand, you know, one has to make sure that they take care of themselves, first and foremost. V'chayim l'narusecha, amar mazuzha b'rei d'Rav Nachman, tein chayim l'narusecha, but give life to those in your family. Mikan l'mdatar derech eretz, shlo yilmad adam es b'no, basar v'yayin. Right, a person shouldn't teach his family to be involved in mosaros, teach his family also to have all limitations. Rashi lists tapek bimizonot kalim. Right, to be mistapek and have enough with lighter food. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, harosha she yis asher, ya'asok b'mehemadaka. You want to become rich? Be involved in behemadakas. As we were just talking about, goats, right, they have milk, behemadakas, right, that would be good. Tosfos here points out that it says in Psachim that if you're osik b'mehemadaka, you're not roasim in bracha. Because behemadakas are always stealing and grazing in other people's fields. Right, so is it a good thing or not a good thing? So Tosfos says it depends where you live. Tosfos quotes Omer Rabbeinu Tam Tahasam beYishuv Umishomayin Hara. If it's beYishuv, where there's a populated area and everybody looks and sees how many you have, so they're going to give you Ayin Hara, and also you can eat in other people's lands. Aval Hacha Ayri Becharshin. We're talking about in forests. Lo Shada Buena. It's covered. Nobody knows, and therefore it would be okay. Amar Rav Chisda, my dechsev ashteros sonecha, shemashros es ba'alehen. Son are called ashteros, so another remez that it makes its owners rich. The Amar Rav Yochanan, kasa decharshin, v'lokisa kasa deposhrin. It's better to, once we have Rav Yochanan giving us life advice, so we have more, it's better to drink a cup from a magician, right, that might have spells on it, better than to drink a cup of water from poshrin, from lukewarm water. Lukewarm water, maybe will have bacteria in it, but, you know, Rashi says, ra'im heim laguf. V'hanimili, and this is only b'kli matras, only metal kalim is it dangerous. Ava b'kli cheres las lamba. But in the kli cheres, I guess the bugs don't live, so not a problem. B'kli matras nami lo amran elo de lo shadi butzivya, and it's only if you didn't put in certain types of spices. Ava shadi butzivya les lamba, maybe those will get all of the bacteria out. V'chilo shadi butzivya, if you didn't throw in the tzivya, nami lo amran elo de lo tzayetz, only if you didn't boil it up. Avotai is less lamba, but if you boil the water, so then it would be okay and not dangerous. Period. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan continues telling us about life. Mishiniach lo aviv mos, verotza la'abdan. Pashtus, sarcasm in the Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan says, if your father left you a lot of money and you want to lose it all, meaning Rabbi Yochanan is telling you what not to do, but he's saying it in the, you know, if you want to lose all your money, just do this. Yilbash klei pishton, wear begadim of fine linen, v'yishtamish b'klei zchuchis, and use a very fragile glass kalim, v'yizgarpolim al yeshivimon, and hire workers, but don't like guard them at all. We'll let them do whatever they want. This is a sure way of losing your fortune. Yilbash klei, and we explain, yilbash klei pishton b'kitna rabisa, a fine type of Roman linen, v'yishtamish b'klei zchuchis b'zugisa chivarta, white glass, very breakable, v'yisk, and expensive, v'yizgarpolim al yeshivimon, and hire workers, and don't watch over them, b'ture, these are talking about oxen drivers, d'nafish p'sedayu, because if you don't watch over your oxen drivers, they'll load them up too heavy, and they'll take them in places where they shouldn't be taken, so Rabbi Yochanan says, if you want to lose your money, so then just don't be a smart with your assets. Obviously, the opposite. What he's saying is that if you want to take care of your fortune, so then you got to be careful and you got to be responsible and know exactly what you're doing. Darash Rav Avira, zinim amalei b'shedir Rav Yami, v'zinim amalei b'shedir Rav Asi. Sometimes Rav Ira said this, and Rav Ami, Rav Asi, my dechsev tov ish chonein umalveh yichal kel dvar b'mishpat. Good is the person who is chonein and kind and lends yichal kel dvar b'mishpat, and he's mechalkel his words. He watches over his words b'mishpat. La'olam yochal adam v'yishteh pachat mashi yishlo. A person should always eat and drink, you know, less than what he has. Shouldn't spend everything he has. The Yilbash, and the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Deos, so we're not going to read it right now. The Yilbash v'yiskasev mashi yishlo. And he should wear clothing with what, based on what he has. Meaning not so much lower. Rashi says he shouldn't wear clothing that embarrasses you. He should wear appropriate, dress properly. V'yichabed ishtu banav yosef mashi yishlo. But your wife and kids, you can be mechabe them with clothing, with other things, even more. She is lo shehin tluyin bo, because they are dependent on him. V'hu talui b'misha amar v'haya olam, and he's dependent on God. So if God takes care of you, you should take care of your family, your wife and kids. If you look in the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichas Musar in Maimar Chaf Gimel, it's a beautiful line regarding this. What does this mean? That you take care of your wife and kids and they take care of you? What does that mean? So in the context, he's talking about a chassan. He said, a chassan, we know, there's a drasha in the Yerushalmi and Bikurim that a chassan is mechilas avonos. One of the reasons that we're a kittel, Yom Kippur. A chassan is mechilas avonos. He asked Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, v'yesh l'shol, b'me zacha chassan l'mcholo kol avonoso afilu b'lo tshuva. Yosem ha'shem zochen b'yom ha'kippurim. Right, we paskin Yom Kippur is only mechaper with tshuva. And a wedding, even without tshuva, it seems. V'nira, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it's in Maimar Chav Gimel in the new edition. V'nira, she not so new anymore. She yichudo shel achasan hu bazeh shu mekabel olav achrayis al ishto. He's mekabel achrayis. A chasan gets married, he's mekabel achrayis. When somebody's mekabel achrayis, that's the greatest schus that a person could have. V'yein lecha gadol mishem mekabel olav ol achrayis. V'yal kein mochlo mochlo v'nosav. That's why he has mechilas avonos. V'nos alom en hashemayim efsharus la'amod b'chiyuvo. Hashem helps you out. U'misachim emenu eskol ha'avar k'dei sheyuchal la'amod b'achri yuso. Hashem wants you to be able to fulfill the responsibilities that you are now taking, so he gives you a clean slate. And where do you see that? He quotes this gemara, chulin, peidal adam abeis. He takes achrayas for his wife and kids. Hashem takes achrayas for him. Right, that's how this gemara line flows. They're tali on him, and he's tali on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him once he takes care of his wife and kids. Kabbalah Achrayis is the greatest avoda that we do when we take responsibility, when we put ourselves into situations of chiyuv. Good, important message. Says the Gemara. Darash Rav Ina Apischa Debei Reish Galusa. Back to Kisi Adam. So Rav Ina says as follows. Big Chiddush. Hashokei l'chola b'Shabbos, chayav l'chasos. Let's say there's a chola sheish b'sakana, he needs meat, so I'm allowed to shechta Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh, it's mutter. Says Rav Ina, not only can you shechta Shabbos, which is an issa d'araisa, you can do kisi hadam. You can do kisi hadam on Shabbos. Machlok has been shown him, Rashi sounds like even an issa d'araisa. Let's say I have to dig to get dirt. Even an issa d'araisa, it sounds like. Rov Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, no, chas v'shalom, no, d'rabanan, at most a d'rabanan. The Ritva says here, muksa, the dirt muksa. That's what Rav, we might not even pass in that way, but even Rav Ina is only saying a d'rabanan. But again, the pashas of Rashi is that it's d'araisa, kisi adam. Ask all the Rishonim, it's beferish in other Gemaras, that you can't do kisi adam on Shabbos. Right, so how is that? On Yontif, right, if you shechted on Yontif, you can't do kisi adam. So why is this different? So the Chassam Sofer says, well, maybe this, well, once you have the heter to do shechita by a chole, right, so then maybe Kisi Adam follows along with it. Those other Gemaras aren't talking about a case where you have the heter to shech for a chole. If shech for a chole, just like you have the heter to shech, so too you have the shech, you have the heter to finish the mitzvah. And he gives the mashal about heter chalav and veivarim on Shabbos. Remember the Gemara says, you're allowed to shech the karbanas sibur on Shabbos, and you're even allowed to burn the fats and the limbs that day. Even though technically you could do it after Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. But now's the time. So if now's the time, now's the mitzvah to do it, even if it's b'chal Shabbos. So too Rav Ina, Chassam Sofer explains Rashi, that even in a Siddaraisa, once you did Shechita, you could finish the job. Again, this is another, put this on the list, this is another example of Kisi Adam being Sof Maisa Shechita. Right, and once you're allowed to do Shechita, then Kisi Adam goes along with it, right? If it's a totally separate mitzvah, what's Rav Ina talking about? But this is the chiddush, right? And look at Rashi's lashon. Rashi also says it. Tekiva denitna Shabbos lidachos etzel shchita Zu nitres l'chol mitzvah shel shechita zu. It's nitre for all the mitzvah of this shechita. Kisui is part of the mitzvah of this shechita. So again, that's another example. And Amaluhu Rabba, and Rabba argues. Again, Rabba doesn't have to argue fundamentally on that lumdis, he might say, but still not strong enough of a lumdis to be docha. But Amalei Rabba, Ishtoma Kamar, what a surprise. Lishtemu al Amorimine, remove the Amor from him. Different shot than what that means, right? The Amora that announces out loud what he says, you know, don't make him announce. Lishma l'amorimine, Rashi says, cut off his tongue. Right, from Shatim, like what he said is wrong. Detanya, where do we see that what he said is wrong? As we're about to see in this long brisa, that's we're going to start today, and the Hashem continue next time. The brisa is going to end up saying that you're not, that it's going to be against Ravina. Detanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Koyin Shochlin Osobi Yantiv. Rabbi Yossi says in the brisa that you're not allowed to shechle Koyin Yantiv, as we've seen, Savik Chaya, Savik Behema. So you can't shechle Yantiv because you're not going to know what to do about the Kisi Adam. V'im shachtu in chmechasin es damo mikal v'chomer. And if you did shech the koyan yantif, you can't do Kisi Adam. Why? Uma mila shevado adoche Shabbos. Ein sveik adoche yantif. Mila bevadai bismano is doche Shabbos. And yet, suffik mila is not even doche yantif. Right? If you have a suffik, if a baby was born going into yantif, bein hashmashas time, you don't do the mila on yantif. Right, so if vaday mila is docha Shabbos, but suffik mila is not even docha yantiv, so kisui she'ein vado docha Shabbos, kisi adam who's if there's a vaday chiyuv, even if it's a vaday chiyuv is docha Shabbos, we'll have to see what that means. The Gemara will explain. Ein din she'ein sveiko docha yantiv. So surely it's suffik, right? A suffik kisi adam should not be docha yantiv, right? And that's the svara for Rabbi Yossi that you're not machase the dam of a koi, because it's a suffik. Kisi Adam is not docha yantif. Amalo, they say back to Rabbi Yossi, Tkiya shofar b'gvulon tochiyach. What do you mean? I don't think that kavach omer works. What about shofar? Shofar outside the base of Migdash. She'ein vada docha Shabbos. Right? You can't blow shofar on Shabbos, even by a vada chiyuv, durabanan. But you can't blow shofar, right? The Rishonim discussed, Tosa discusses, isn't that only durabanan? But, let's just continue the Gemara. Ein vada docha Shabbos, v'sveika docha yantif. Right, the vade chiyuv of shofar is not docha Shabbos, and a suffik, what's a suffik chiyuv shofar? Rashi quotes tumtum vandrogonus. People, you're not sure if they're a man or a woman, so that's a suffik chiyuv. Right, a woman is not chayiv in shofar. So, but yet, how to blow shofar on yantif for a tumtum vandrogonus? So heishis, therefore, your kavachomer doesn't work. Heishiv ablazer akaper barebi tshuva. No, what do you mean? This is defending. Malamila shekein eina no heges b'leili yamim tovim. Don't compare by brismila. It's not so chamor. You can't do brismila at night. Torah b'kisei shenoy b'leili yamim tovim. But kisei adam you do at any time, any moment, day, night. Amar Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba says ze'echam and advarim shamar Rabbi Chia. Ain li aleim tshuva. This is one of the things that Rabbi Chia said that I don't have a answer. The Heishiv, Rabbi Elazar HaKapra, Rabbi Tshuva, and Rabbi Elazar HaKapra gave the answer. End of the Brisa. So what is this Brisa important for us? Ketani miyas. The Brisa said, what was the original Kalvachomer? Kisui shein vado docha Shabbos. Kisui, whose vada is not docha Shabbos, right? It's suffik. Is docha yantif. So what does that mean? So my vado de kisui de lo dochi Shabbos. What does that line mean? That it's vadai kisi adam whose vada is not docha Shabbos. The Gemara said surely it's suffix shouldn't be docha yantif. But what's the vada that's not docha Shabbos? Lav hashoche lechol of Shabbos. Isn't it this case of Ravina? A vada kisi adam where you shechted for a chol on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cover. So isn't it a brisa against Ravina? So the Gemara says no. V'dilma davar v'shachat. Maybe, no, the case that you cannot do kisui is where you shechted illegally. If you shechted for a chola, maybe you would be able to do kisui. Maybe the Bryce is only talking about a case where you shechted illegally. So I said, no, do me a demila. Pashas, we're talking about it's kimlo to mila in the Bryce. Ma mila bershus, the mila we're talking about in the Bryce is where you did the mitzvah. Av kisinami bershus. So to kisinami is done with rishus, and therefore, that's what it must be talking about. So the Brisa must be talking about a case where you shechted for a chole, where you did something properly, and the Brisa says that you can't do kisui. So the Brisa at this point seems to be beferish against Rav Ina. Right, Rashi says, tsyuftahi l'Rav Ina, so far. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The Hashem will continue with the, all of these dafim, all about kisi adam, in the coming days.